I was 3'10", 6'5 and a half.
With the last couple of years, coming from Stevens Point to Madison, now you're at the combine. Did you ever just step back? It's really going to happen.
Yeah, it was an amazing journey for sure. And, you know, enjoyed every step of it, wouldn't change a thing. And, you know, enjoyed my time at both schools and, you know, played some good football. Yeah, it's a special thing. It's an amazing feeling. Really honored to be able to come here and be able to talk to all the coaches here and get this experience is incredible.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from other teams regarding
your? Yeah, I've heard a little bit of everything. You know, obviously I'm going to play the position that the coaches want me to play. That's going to help the team out the most, and I've really heard everything from tackle, guard, to center, so it's been interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think the Big Ten, you got a lot of big players in there, and, you know, at Wisconsin, we run the ball a lot. We pride ourselves on running the ball, and, you know, just nose to the grindstone kind of football. Yeah, it's been really good. It's been all positive. I'm on like 8 weeks now of recovery, feeling really healthy. And I'll be back in California training and rehabbing that after this. Yeah, the surgeon was actually there for medical checkups, and he said that it looks really clean, looks really good. Yeah, you know, it cuts in a little bit on the lower body. Obviously, you know, I can't do any agility drills or heavy squats or anything like that. But I'm still training, you know, upper body fully. And then, you know, getting some cardio. I can do cardio. So it's a good process. It's like 5 months, but it's kind of an injury that, you know, it really goes by how you're feeling. So 5 months is typical, but we'll see. Yeah, I should absolutely be cleared for training camps and hopefully OTAs, but I'm not positive yet.
What can you do here in India?
Just the bench press. I won't be running. Right, yeah, I won't be on the field tomorrow. Yeah, at Wisconsin, you know, obviously run heavy, but we had some play actions. We had some, you know, five-man protections, and we were coached really well at Wisconsin. Great coaching staff there, and, you know, just working on little fundamentals and constantly improving my game. I think I'll be able to transfer into the NFL. Yeah, it's really cool. I got the chance to talk to them a little bit and, you know, kind of talk about the whole experience and, you know, how fast everything has gone. And it's special. It's special to be able to come here with teammates.
How many teams have you been in so far here?
I believe probably 13 or 14. Yeah, I got some more tonight. Not yet. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't really put too much thought into that. You know, the coaches are going to make up their minds, and they're the real decision makers, not really what anyone else says. So at the end of the day, you know, try not to put too much thought into that. And obviously, you know, I'll have a new favorite team here in the, you know, the next month or two. So, yeah, I mean, it's that would be a huge honor if that happened, but anywhere I go, it's not a big deal. I want to go play football, and that's my main focus.
Are you the top guy here?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at any of that.
Ryan, at what point in your process did you realize that this became a reality or you're going to be
mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, starting out at a Division III school, you know, it was always my goal to compete and within myself and be the best I can possibly be. So, you know, transferring up into Division I, you know, it's always been my mindset to push myself to be that best guy, and you know, kind of became a reality that, you know, I could maybe get in the NFL, and you know, over the course of the 2 years at Madison. So yeah, he was a huge help. You know, the decision to come out, him and all, as well as the rest of the coaching staff helped me out. You know, gave me honest feedback. So it was, they played a big part in it. Yeah, you know, I was 18 years old. I didn't really know what I wanted to do at the time. And being out of the game for a little bit made me realize, you know, what I gave up. So just got back into playing football again. I don't know if I'd say I was burned out. I thought at the time I wanted to do something else. Yeah, it's been a big question in interviews, and you know, like I said, took that year off and realized what I had given up, and you know, ever since then have been competing and just playing football again and loving it. Yeah, you know, it was a big change, it was a big difference, and I had that year off at Wisconsin my first year, so I think that did help me to kind of get acquainted with the school and the program and the system. But, you know, there's nothing like running out to Camp Randall on Saturdays. It's amazing.
What did you learn going up against TJ and Vince in practice?
Yeah, you know, both of those guys are high motor guys, and it's fun to compete against them. You know, we had our battles at practice, and it was a good time. We both, you know, we all made each other better at practice. Yeah, it was more if you'd be open to it. Yeah.
Ryan, in a game situation, who was the best D line you've
ever played? I'd probably say Taco Charlton at Michigan.
What was it about his style that made him?
Yeah, he's a quick pass rusher, and he backs that up with power, so it was a good challenge. Say that again. Yeah, I met with the Broncos. You know, we had a good meeting. You know, they asked a lot of questions, and it was, you know, another meeting. And, you know, obviously hope they liked what I had to say and how I play as a player. Can you say that again? No, that hasn't. I haven't heard of that yet.
Ryan, someone earlier mentioned the rough adjustment period for some, or probably most tackles in recent years to the NFL from college. Does that provide any additional shift for you to say, hey, I'm not going to struggle, I want to be a day one plug and play impact guy?
Yeah, you know, going into the NFL, it's a huge jump. You're playing against the best players in the world, so I don't think it's easy for anyone to adjust, and you know, you just got to put that work in there and you know, just compete every day and make the most out of it. Yeah, I had a conversation with him while I was at Wisconsin. How does it help? Yeah, those guys, like I said, are high motor guys, and they're good athletes. They're all very fast, powerful guys. So, you know, especially when we were going against defensive ends who kind of had a similar play style to them, it was really beneficial to be able to go against them and kind of get a feel for, you know, a really speedy guy and stuff like that.
How are you and TJ alike?
I think we both have a really good work ethic, you know, on and off the field. I think, you know, we both work extremely hard, and yeah.
He's a bit chatty.
He is. I'm a little bit more reserved, a little bit quieter, but yeah.
Do you laugh at some of the people? His whole family is kind of like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I met his family once, and you know, they're all great people. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good meeting. You know, they had me drop some plays up and kind of talk some football, talk some background, and it was a good meeting. Yeah, that's a satisfying feeling for sure. There's nothing quite like going out on the field and doing that. It's fun.
Do you remember the first time when you just that happened?
There's a couple deuce blocks I had with my guard, and got some pretty good blocks in.
Who was the victim, do you recall?
I won't name any names. I like to just get, show them, my work ethic, and I think they can see that in my film. And, just to be able to get out on the field, someone selects me to just show the kind of player I am and the work ethic that I have. Oh, yeah, they were, it's kind of an all-day process. You got medical exams kind of all day, and, they're just checking every joint, muscle, ligament in your body, but... they were all good. They were fine.
Wisconsin's got such a tradition of first-round picks and these type of things. Is it locked up old, and why has it been so successful?
Yeah, like I said before, Wisconsin, has run heavy offense, and they've produced some really big names and really good offensive linemen, and, got some big shoes to fill, but I'm excited and looking forward to it.
You come in on scout team, you go against an NFL starter day one, right? How much confidence did they give you, giving you your red shirt, that a lot of teammates said they knew this guy, they didn't know these guys.
Yeah, that was exciting to be able to come in and compete against those guys who, were good, really good players and could play at the next level. So that definitely was a confidence booster for sure. Yeah, there was an adjustment period for sure, but it was good. It was fun. What do you think makes one? Yeah, I think first of all you got to be a smart player. Know the ins and outs of football, and just have the athletic ability to be able to do what that team wants you to do, and kind of a natural raw ability packed in with work ethic. I'd say every single game I played, helped me become stronger, helped me grow and develop into the player I am today. No, I mean, you're playing football out there, and I think every play you have the opportunity to learn something and improve your game. It's not really a concern. I think whatever team I go to, it's going to be a lot of learning right off the bat. And then, if I'm healthy, I'm going to jump in there and do what I can and just kind of adjust to that system.
Are you at all overwhelmed by the fact that you may get drafted by a team that needs you to start immediately as opposed to someone
who might
gradually?
No, I don't think, that's what I want. I want to play football right away when I get there, so... I would be looking forward to that if that was the situation. Yeah, I've met with quite a few teams already, and the meetings are really good. They get some background and talk some football with you, and they've been really solid. I think I have a meeting with them tonight. Yeah.
How about the Giants?
Yeah, I met with them. It was good. It was good. Same thing, talking football and kind of background. Early on, or are you talking college? Early on, I played everything, quarterback, running back, offense line, defense line, linebacker, and then probably around junior high is when I started playing offensive line.
How versatile can you be? Versatile, play guard?
Yeah, I think for sure I could play any position and adapt and change.
So you were young when you made the switch, but what is it like to not get maybe the individual accolades of all the board or a lot of skill guys?
Yeah, you know, the offensive line kind of takes pride in not getting pride. You know, it's a thankless position, but I wouldn't have it any other way.